Rubber game of the series between the Braves and Marlins, and at SunTrust Park in Atlanta, everyone's celebrating Father's Day. We pick up the action in the sixth scoreless game. Mike Foltynewicz facing Justin Bour.
Advantage Foltynewicz. Take advantage of it, man. Fastball grounded up the middle, past the diving Swanson. It will get into center field. Scoring is Gordon. Yelich on the way to the plate, a backdoor slide, and he's in. So once again, Bour bites the Braves. A two-run single, and the Marlins strike first. It's 2-0 Miami.
Phelps is ready, and he turns it loose. Breaking ball laced in the gap in left center field. That gets down for a hit. Swanson will score to tie the game on a run-scoring pinch hit by Johan Camargo. We're back to even at two apiece. Whitgren's first offering is on the way, and it's swung on and hit fair inside the bag at third, rolling down the left field line. In to score Camargo. Inciarte crosses. Holding at second is Phillips on a two-run single for Nick Markakis. It's 4-2 Braves.
Ozuna is 0-2 against Jose Ramirez. Right-on-right matchup. The pitch coming, and it's lifted to left on a line deep. That's trouble. That ball is into the bullpen and gone. A game-tying two-run home run by Marcell Ozuna. And this one is all locked up at four apiece. Markakis watching the action on deck. The set, the 3-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball up the middle and through. A base hit. Braves win.
Brandon Phillips the hero as the Braves take 2 of 3 from the Marlins, walking off with a 5-4 win. Jim Johnson, his fifth win of the season in relief, working one scoreless inning. Johan Camargo comes in as a pinch hitter, and he ends up going 2-for-2 with 2 runs scored, including the game-winning run. Ryan Snicker was ejected in the 7th inning for arguing balls and strikes. He talked to the media afterwards.
You know, I get both nights, you know, we had the right guys up there, and I was, you know, watching on TV, and just the way he was taking pitches, he was going to get, you know, he's going to put that thing in play somewhere. And it's amazing when they stack the infield that he found a hole.
What about some of the aggressive base running? You see Dansby, Camargo taking extra bases.
How big is that? Just, you know what? It's just heads up, good baseball plays. You know, Dansby's especially, you know. Camargo got a good jump on that. That was a great read on his, the first one. And, well, both, you know, it's infielder playing no doubles in the situation in the ninth where, you know, that's a smart base running play.
How about Folty? What did you think of him today?
Philly's really good. Philly's really good. You know, he pitched himself out of trouble in that last inning. But, you know, I thought it was good. I had a really good feeling about the whole, you know, the way, just looking at him, I felt good about things. And he seemed like he was in command of his stuff and had everything going, was throwing a lot of strikes, and secondary stuff was good, and he just kind of had a nice little pace going. I thought he did a good job of keeping D. Gordon check. You know, he's quick to the play. He can shut a running game down. And, you know, big play in that game, too, was that first and third. Strikeout and then the rundown. I mean, that gets screwed up a lot no matter how much you work. You know, you work on it in spring training. It's never game speed, and everybody just kind of that was about as good as it gets right there.
But the 11 last at bat wins for a team that doesn't have a ton of wins, but to win 11 like that.
Well, just it's kind of been talking about these guys for a long time. It's, you know, you keep the game manageable. They have a knack of figuring out a way to win. And, you know, if we can stay in a game, I like our chances, even when we get down.
How much momentum grows over until the San Francisco series?
That momentum's your starting pitcher the next day, pretty much. So we kind of like where we're at, and, you know, it's a good win today, and them guys can go, you know, play with the kids and, you know, be dads and enjoy their evening in a really good, really good fashion.
What did you see in that sixth inning with the ejection and everything?
I thought the ball's up. You know, I mean, here we are. We're, you know, trying to score, and you know, just thought it was up a little bit. I think Matt did too, and he didn't agree with me.
But Urena, he was wildly effective.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, he's not trying to hit them guys right there. It's just, you know, he's tough. I mean, it kind of made it tougher too, because I didn't realize it, but I looked at those balls with that light blue seam. It's probably not real easy to pick up spin and things like that with those balls. So, and I didn't realize it till I saw it on TV before I went out there. Then I saw one during the game, and I could see some of the guys were like, you know, they were having a hard time picking up spin and all. And I could see why, because the, you know, it was that light blue. not a real good contrast in when you rub him up and all that. So he was tough. I mean, he's hard to get a hold of. Anyway.
For the special ball, you mean?
Yeah, for the Father's Day balls. Yeah, right. You know, if you look at them, when you rub them up, there's not any contrast in the seams and the hide, really. So it's tough. Yeah, exactly.
The Braves walk off with the win on the hit by Brandon Phillips. He spoke after the game.
Well, all I can say is happy Father's Day. You know, I'm a proud father. And for me to come out and do this on Father's Day, and for us to do this in front of all my fans and friends and everybody in Atlanta, it felt good, you know? You know what I'm saying? It felt good.
You said it. You good?
I'm good.
Take a deep breath there.
Give it to me.
To be able to do it on Father's Day, like you mentioned, do it here at home in front of your family. You have kids two nights in a row. Walk-offs are hard to come by. What are you feeling right now?
Oh, I'm feeling good. You know, it's a blessing in disguise, you know. I'm feeling all this cold water and Gatorade and everything. I know you're feeling cold, too. But just to do it in front of my family, like I said, it's nice. I have everybody here that I love. It just, it just feel good. Micah at home, I love you. You know what I'm saying? It's just crazy.
Okay. And for those young guys to come in and they did what they did in this game, Rio Ruiz, Johan Camargo, put you guys in a chance to win, come back and tie it. What can you say about what this team has been able to come together and do recently?
Like I said, we never give up, you know. We had chances early in the game. And pitching did a great job. I mean, it just feels good, man. I'm kind of speechless right now. I'm kind of cold. But other than that, man, we just try to keep on coming back. It's all about trying to get as many wins, get guys on base. The young guys did a good job today, and I just try to finish it off at the end.
Mike Foltynewicz got a no decision, allowing two runs in six innings of work.
Yeah, it was all right today. I had a slider working for me. I just couldn't get to my glove side on the fastball inside the lefties, outside the righties. But other than that, they put some good swings on a couple pitches. Other than that, the two strike pitches were in the sixth, were right down the middle. I, kind of put myself in a bad situation, but I stopped the bleeding somewhat there in the sixth. And you saw what the team did, so it was just stop the bleeding there in the sixth, and I would have been all right.
Justin Bour has done that to just about everybody lately.
He's a tough out. I mean, we tried doing everything to him basically this whole series, and some way he puts the bat on the ball either for, a hit, or he can put it over the fence easily too. So it's watch a little more video on him, and maybe just pitch around him a little bit. But he's been tough lately, honest.
Another example of you bouncing back from a bad start with a good one. That's got to make you pretty happy.
Yeah, it's so it's all about consistency. I've been preaching it since spring training, and just kind of keep this pace going. Try not to be perfect out there and put up zeros, because runs are going to happen. So, but it's awesome to see the team do this on both sides of the ball, what they've been doing lately. So I'm just going to try to put them in the best spot possible to win every game, and go from there.
You guys knew Brandon was going to help kind of kickstart the offense, but what the contributions you guys have gotten from him all season long?
Oh, it's awesome. He's been playing great defense. He's been winning us games the last 2 days, and even the whole season. And it's great that we got these veteran guys that are stepping up big in these situations, and with Freddie gone and all that stuff. So it's awesome, and we're going to keep it going. I know that for sure.
Up next, the Braves begin a series with the Giants at home on Monday.